This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A key study shows the first one-shot COVID-19 vaccine is effective at fighting the virus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
Johnson & Johnson says preliminary findings suggest its single-dose vaccine may not be as strong as the two-dose version from Pfizer and Moderna. But in a world struggling for pandemic relief, Matt Hepburn, the government's vaccine response leader, says the trade-off may be acceptable with a single shot that's easier to store.
Frankly, simple is beautiful.
Johnson & Johnson says it'll seek emergency use authorization in the U.S., within a week. It's not saying how many doses could be ready if federal regulators sign off, but it does expect to supply 100 million doses by June. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the European Union has introduced tighter rules on exports of coronavirus vaccines that could hit shipments to nations like the United Kingdom amid a deepening dispute with drug maker AstraZeneca over supplies of potentially life-saving shots. The measure created an outcry on Friday in Northern Ireland and the UK amid fears it would trigger controls on vaccines and shipments produced in a 27-nation bloc to the small territory that is part of the United Kingdom. In addition, WHO officials were speaking out after the European Commission said it had agreed to a plan to control exports of vaccines from the European Union. That includes Britain, arguing it needed to do so to ensure its own supplies. Mike Ryan, WHO's top emergency expert, told the briefing, also attended by a midwife from Uganda and a nurse from Pakistan, that people had to think about frontline colleagues like them. More